This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Krista Milton.
U.S. President Donald Trump is curbing immigration visas for many categories of foreign workers for the rest of the year, citing the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic, including the job losses of American workers. The freeze applies to work visas that many technology and landscaping companies use, called H-1B, as well as J-1 visas for exchange students and L-1 visas for managers of multinational corporations. Temporary ban also applies to H-2B visas for non-agricultural seasonal workers, although there are exceptions, including food processing workers, healthcare workers, and au pairs who work as child care providers. Agricultural laborers are also exempt. White House officials say the move is necessary to protect U.S. workers following heavy job losses during the coronavirus pandemic and will prevent foreign workers from filling 525,000 jobs. In all, 45.5 million workers have filed for unemployment compensation since mid-March, more than a quarter of the U.S. labor force of 164.6 million. The United States has designated four more Chinese state-run outlets as foreign missions. That's a move that U.S. officials say will not prevent them from reporting legitimate news, but instead will increase transparency relating to the Chinese Communist Party and Beijing government's media activities in the United States. This comes as the CCP is said to assert even more direct control over China's state media outlets. On Monday, the State Department announced the U.S. operations of China Central Television, China News Service, the People's Daily, and the Global Times are designated now as foreign missions. China has not immediately responded to the additional designations. From Washington, D.C.